Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
One of my favorite guests every week. We talk to her on Wednesdays, Susan Slusser. She covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle, and she's out in Atlanta getting ready for game 3 of the 4-game series. Susan, what's going on? How are you?
It's really hot here, Adam. How are you?
I'm good. I think you left some of the heat here. I don't know if you know what was going on in the Bay Area yesterday. We had like a 91 degree day in San Francisco, and it was the equivalent of that, or maybe even a little hotter, I think, out in Atlanta yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was sort of mid to upper 80s, and then today it's 97, 98. I think it'll be probably right around 98 at game time. I feel for Alex Wood tomorrow, pitching in the day game here, but he's from Atlanta, so I guess he's probably more used to it than some guys.
Yeah, warm-blooded creature, hopefully, Alex Wood tomorrow. So maybe the one thing the Heat did do, and I know the Giants gave up, four home runs or five home runs they allowed yesterday?
Four home runs, yeah. Nine runs on four homers.
Boy, yeah, that'll get you, the nine runs on four homers. But also, if it's going to take a little bit of heat for the Giants to have a multi-run home run, I'll take it. Austin wins a three-run shot yesterday. He ended the 11 consecutive solo home run streak.
Yeah, and then Jock Peterson started another solo home run streak. But, I mean, you know, who's going to fault them on a day that they score 12 runs? I mean, come on. It had been a rough month offensively for the Giants. And yesterday they kind of really started clicking against a very good team. But, you know, momentum is such a strange beast in baseball. But let's see if they can somehow try to keep that going. Jock Peterson's leading off tonight, which has been unusual with the Giants. Obviously, he's done that quite a bit in his career. Just not all that much in San Francisco, but I think it's for that reason. You know, he's swinging a pretty hot bat, and get him up there, make sure you get him up there more and maybe get something going right away in the first inning.
It blew me away to see Jock Peterson. I guess the first round of All-Star voting ended yesterday or day before yesterday. He's third in National League outfield All-Star voting, and deservedly so, but just sort of caught me off guard. The power of the Giants fans stacking the ballot for Jock Peterson, right?
I think he probably was getting a lot of support from Atlanta fans, too. And I think maybe even some Dodger fans. This is a guy who really has retained the loyalty of the various fan bases where he's played, because I think people recognize how hard he plays, how much he's done for some really good teams, you know, really an instrumental part for a guy who's, you know, essentially a platoon outfielder. But the big personality goes a long way. And, you know, just the desire to win, I think he's had really bigger impacts in the clubhouse than maybe people realized before he got to Atlanta. And then obviously the Braves started going like, man, this guy came in and really gave us an automatic boost in every way, including in the dugout and in the clubhouse.
Talking to Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line. I want to talk a little bit about the pitching yesterday. Desclafani comes off the injured list. First start in 2 months at the big league level. He did have the two outings in Sacramento and most recently up in Tacoma for the Rivercats. I don't think anybody was anticipating he was going five or six or seven innings yesterday, and had a nice first inning and then ran into some trouble with the home run ball. What was his reaction after, and the thoughts from the coaching staff on what his outing looked like?
I think he was trying not to be too frustrated. Obviously, nobody wants to just go. He said, you know, five runs and three innings. It's not really what you want. But he's like, ultimately, we won the game. That's what I'm going to take out of it. And so that part's good. Look, he's been out more than 2 months. His velocity was pretty much there. I think that's what the team wanted to see. He was feeling pretty good physically. I think it's just a matter of maybe sharpening up things a little bit and getting, you know, just kind of getting back into the flow and the rhythm of the game. It was his first time working with Austin Wins. I think that all went well, but still, you know, there were some different things going on there. And hey, he's right. They still managed to come back and win despite him giving up two and the bullpen giving up two more.
You know, one of the best parts of baseball to me every year is, and this is what my mom used to say to me, you know, the Giants would be struggling in, I don't know, May or June or something. And my mom used to say, somebody's going to come along. There's going to be a guy who either comes up or gets traded over. Somebody's going to be the story. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it'd be pretty obvious to say last year it was Lamont Wade Jr. I think Luis Gonzalez might be that guy this year. But for the last 10 games, Austin Wins has been an absolute blast. I mean, I mentioned the three three-run home run last night, an 890 OPS for him through 10 games. I don't know how much staying power he's going to have. He was a, you know, sort of a journeyman minor leaguer, and he's not a young kid, 31 years old now, but he is really, really helping this team, it seems like. Not just at the plate, he's doing a nice job, but behind the plate, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, I think they're 7-3 now in his start,
right?
Which is a little, reminds us a little bit of what they were like last year with Casale, right? Who kind of gave them a little bit more of a lift than I think people were expecting at the time. But considering the situation that Austin Wins is in and coming straight from the minor leagues, hadn't played in the big leagues this year. Of course, he does have quite a bit of big league time, but he never made a huge impression. That's why he was looking for jobs still. So I really am impressed with him. He said he's figured some things out. It certainly looks like it. And, it's just exactly what they need at the right time. And kudos to the Giants, who seem to have such a knack for finding guys who either they can help tweak something or maybe they recognize have tweaked something. And they like their late bloomers, man. This is a 31-year-old kind of journeyman type catcher, the old 4A type guy. He looks like a big leaguer. He really does. And it's funny that the Giants look at those like former Orioles, I think, and go like, huh, maybe we could fix them. Yes, Gosman, Wins. So I think they see something that the Orioles are maybe missing with some of these guys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
A few more minutes of Susan Slusser here. So he's behind the plate again. Austin Wins is tonight catching Carlos Rodon. I think he was out there for Rodon's last start. Does it seem like they've got a little bit of a connection? I'm not going, designated catcher for Rodon yet, but if you've got a guy who's got a connection with another catcher, it's a good thing to have, and maybe they get on the same page early and Rodon can continue some of the success he's had as of late.
I think they really, they're comfortable with either catcher catching anybody right now. I really do think that, and I think more this is just a, getting Kurt Casale a little bit of rest. And not to mention, he is so banged up, and it's going to be basically, I think, about splitting time here for a while until Kurt is back a little bit more 100%. But you know what? It's working. So why change it? I like it. But I absolutely don't think they'd have any hesitation having either catcher catch anybody. And you're right. He's worked well with Rodon, but he's worked pretty well with everybody.
Is there a thought, I know we've talked to you over the last few weeks about like a spot they could identify around deadline time, which is coming up. I mean, we're just over a month away from the trade deadline, and you start thinking and talking about that stuff, about potential targets. You were talking the catcher position, and maybe they still go out and try to add there and bolster that a little bit. But the rotation to me, the depth in the minor leagues at the starting pitcher spot, without Matt Boyd, who's been shut down now, with Junis, who's going to be out for a little bit of time, that to me now is sort of suddenly the most shallow element of the roster. Would you share that thought? And do you think that's something they could try to add to come trade deadline time?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that is a spot where there will be guys who are available that maybe they can pick up sort of a decent, maybe 3-4 type pitcher for depth without giving up too much. Somebody that's maybe, a free agent to be. I think that's definitely doable. Catcher was going to be a lot more tough. I still think that they're probably looking at the catcher market. I don't think, Austin Wins, I think, is wonderful. And, I think they'd be perfectly fine going the rest of the way with him, or if Joey Bart figures things out in Sacramento, which it looks like maybe he is, they're probably feeling okay. If you got a shot to land like Wilson Contreras, hey, maybe you got to look at it. There are a few possibilities that maybe might make them a better team overall, and I'm sure they'd consider any of them. But you're right, starting pitching is something. They don't have a lot of depth at shortstop. Now, I'm not saying they need to go out and get a starting shortstop because Brandon Crawford's hurt. He's probably, he could even potentially be available today, might wind up playing tomorrow, might start tomorrow. So this isn't, but, they are thin at shortstop, looking at it. Donovan Walton, I think, is a good guy to have play once in a while in a need. But if Crawford goes down, I don't know how much they have. So that might be an area to pick up somebody, maybe not even at the big league level, but somebody that they can put at Sacramento to be ready if needed.
And you definitely lose some defense with Walton for sure at shortstop, missing Brandon Crawford. Before we let you go, just one more on Crawford. You said he could be available potentially tonight. Maybe he'll start tomorrow's game. So MRI was okay. The thought is that he's going to be all right, even if it's just a couple of days.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of, A, the MRI was good, no structural damage, and it's Brandon Crawford who seems to be able to play through everything. I think if it had come back and it said it's fractured, he would have been like, oh, that's okay. Well, I'll play in a couple of days. So he wants to be in there, and they want him in there. So I think he'll probably be a little banged up here initially. But, yeah, Kapler was talking about, like, he might be in the lineup tomorrow, and if there's an emergency tonight, he might be available tonight. Certainly they don't want that. This is something that I think he really, really needs to take a couple of days and rest that knee. But I think they lucked out because it looked like it was something that could have been a lot worse. And, you know, the late slide can be a little bit hazardous. And Kapler was saying, yeah, I thought it was the right call. That's what he needed to do to score the run. And that is very Crawford. We've seen him putting his body at risk a couple of times here this year to try to, you know, advance a base or score a run, and that's great. But, you don't want to lose them for too long.
Yeah, it really puts into perspective 3,000 games for Cal Ripken Jr., right? 1,500 for Brandon Crawford. You don't get there without playing through some pain, so it's unreal. Susan, we got to run. Getting ready for Giants pregame. Enjoy the last couple of days in Atlanta. Hope it cools down for you, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Adam. Talk to you next week. Bye.
See you. Great stuff from Susan Slusser.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.